migrants, not only are they getting on a PJ, not only are legislators dropping them off outside of Chicago in order to make sure that they get around Chicago ordinances and laws that they're trying to use in order to impound them. So instead of them denouncing having our borders open, and we know that Biden know what's going on or whatever, and I don't know if they're trying to create a new voter block or what. We know what's going on in these streets, and instead of them addressing the problem, they keep on leaving our borders open. And then you have these mayors and these governors that basically are leveraging their cities as sanctuary cities. They spending a budget on a lot of these migrants. And the Texas governor is playing chess. Texas, Florida, Arizona, they playing chess instead of playing checkers. And they're going to continue to deploy all of these migrants much faster than y'all can pass laws in order to stop them. So they now arriving by train. And more importantly, there is a caravan of migrants that are bigger than anything that we've seen over the last few years. Let me bring you guys up to speed of what's happening over here in Chicago, Texas, and across the United States of America and how it's going to affect you and your tax dollars.
Well, more migrants are making their way to Chicago. And over the weekend, more than 100 people arrived on buses in the suburbs before taking trains into the city. The city is receiving the influx of migrants, say they had no heads up. Darius Johnson is at the Ogilvie Transportation Center, where many of those people arrived.
Yeah, Jackie, good morning. A total of three unscheduled buses all arrived in surrounding areas here in the city of Chicago over the weekend. At this time, there are more than 14,000 migrants in the city that are residing in 27 shelters, and about 300 are currently awaiting placement. Saturday morning, Fox River Grove says 38 asylum seekers got off a bus at the Fox River Grove Metro Station. They were then provided tickets to get to Chicago. Saturday night, just after 9, a bus arrived in Elmhurst with 58 asylum seekers. Every person on board had Metro tickets where they took a train to the Ogilvie Transportation Center. Elmhurst police say a second bus arrived shortly after with 33 asylum seekers. They too had Metro tickets where they also boarded a train to Chicago.
So now what they're doing is they're going by train, plane, and automobile. And instead of them being able to, you know, deal with the idea that and Texas is spending billions on this. They getting them up out of there because they understand that there's no long-term solution to just having your borders flooded and leaving everything open and no help from the federal government, right? And so instead of them closing off the borders, they say, listen, we just going to let them flood into y'all states, especially since you're a red state. But then the red state says, nah, we're going to go over here and give y'all over to the blue state since the blue states support what y'all got going on. And so they're dropping them off outside of Chicago and then buying them bus and plane tickets, and they're buying them train tickets to take the train because Chicago has a robust public transportation system, and that they use light rail and trains to get back and forth throughout the city and throughout the state. Genius. Let me give Governor Greg Abbott a round of applause. They are buying them bus tickets, plane tickets, and train tickets, dropping them off outside of Chicago, and then they're having them come right into the city where they just cleared them out from the airport and they just cleared them out from all of the police stations. And so the Illinois governor is now being forced to put them up in five-star hotels in order to keep them busy.
Earlier this month, Chicago City Council passed an ordinance approving tougher penalties and fines if they don't get a heads up about incoming buses. That resulted in 96 citations and one bus being impounded. Since then, we've seen more instances of migrants being dropped off in other cities as we did over the weekend. Just last week, the city of Aurora and Kankakee both received unscheduled buses with asylum seekers. In an effort to prevent this from happening again, the city of Aurora passed a similar ordinance to Chicago. They are now requiring companies to notify them at least 5 days in advance before a bus shows up, and also to provide a detailed plan for migrants as they arrive. Now, you may remember just last month, Governor J.D.
Yeah, the detailed plan is to drop them off in your city and let you deal with the problem. Man, ain't nobody doing that. Did you see what the law was? Chicago is basically requiring for Texas and other states that send migrants, instead of saying, we closing it off, we need to support y'all, And this is why being on code is so bad. Instead of Chicago, New York, and other cities saying, listen, we are not a sanctuary city anymore. Denver, Atlanta, so on. We are not a sanctuary city anymore. We are now closing off our city because we were wrong. Now, we know that no politician is ever going to say that they're wrong. We're not a sanctuary city. We can't take care of these people. There is no long-term plan to come along with it. Instead, they want to battle against another state. They got way more resources, way more money. And you can't win against a person that is absolutely hell-bent on showing you who you are. This is a F around and find out moment. You can't win a game just playing defense the entire time, hoping to capture interception. Greg Abbott is the 2018, what's the team? The team that beat that with the KD. He the KD Warriors right now. They got so much firepower. And instead of them spending money on housing migrants, they spending money on getting them over to your state. And instead of them saying, no, we're going to cut it off, they said, oh, give us 5 business days and you got to have a plan on what it is that we're supposed to do with these migrants. They go like, oh, okay, wait on it. We're going to drop them off all around and then we're going to, not only are they doing that, they petty. They also going to give them a train ticket to get directly into your city and to hang out in your downtown streets. Shout out to the Magnificent Mile.
Andy Pritzker announced an additional $160 million to effort with the ongoing crisis. Over the weekend, the state announced that that money will be used to pay for hotel rooms for the 200 migrants. Now, those 200 will then be moved into a CVS in Little Village that is currently being transformed into a shelter. That shelter is expected to be complete by the end of January.
I hope y'all understand that it's not going to stop. All of these temporary housing solutions and tents and former warehouses and CBSs that they converting over into housing for migrants so that they can then go to your schools and they can also use your health care and then hopefully they can get jobs so that they can get ability to be able to continue to be thriving inside the U.S. and then they're going to become a new voter bloc for the Democratic Party. It's not going to stop. They're going to flood your cities. They're flooding your cities. I just looked at an article yesterday where a migrant just was killed inside of Chicago on like kind of sort of like a drive-by shooting. It wasn't a drive-by shooting because they got out and they actually shot the migrant. Like, this is stuff that's actually happening. Crime is running rampant. You don't have the resources, you're going to have a budget shortfall, and you can't sustain it. So instead of them cutting it off like they're supposed to, they deciding that they want to still compete against these red states. They got an infinite amount of dollars and a growing tax base. Okay, but check this out. Here's the proof that it's not going to stop. Everybody is aware of the fact that Chicago, Denver, and New York are sanctuary cities outside of the United States of America, right? But this is what's happening now, literally.
Dre Clark is joining us live this morning in New York with the very latest. Dre, what is it that we know this morning?
Well, Kelsey, first, good morning to you. You know, it's quite possible that many of those migrants who are making that long, difficult trek through Mexico, even as we speak, would like to come here to New York City and the Roosevelt Hotel behind me, where many migrants are already staying. That large caravan.
Hey, can y'all imagine booking a room at the Roosevelt Hotel? And then you get there and everybody that's there is a migrant that's being paid for, but you paid your hard earned money to go in and stay there.
Fan of migrants left the southern Mexico city of Tapachula on Christmas Eve, and they are slowly but surely making their way.
Do y'all see this? They are watching. This is the biggest caravan of migrants that they've seen in years. Years. They are watching, documenting, following, and having cameras live stream all of these people walking, taking trains, and making a trek. They see it coming. It's coming over to the U.S. Thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of migrants in a caravan are heading over into Texas and the United States of America to flood the country. This is not a game. This is not a false alarm. This is, yo, This is happening in real time. This is a real thing. This is Mexico. They're walking through Mexico and they're walking straight into the United States of America with no kind of border patrol stopping them, and they flooding right into the United States of America and they come into a city near you. Listen, 2023, 2022, and 2023, I've been warning you. I've been beating this into your head. Everything that I say to y'all, I'm telling you proactively way before you really start to feel the impact and effects of what's going on. I've been warning you. I've been telling you it is a flood of people walking over here, getting ready to be sitting right next to you and your children inside of your schools, and they're going to be taking up your tax dollars, and they're going to raise the taxes in order to fill the budget holes, and they're going to ruin everything that you thought that you were a part of, and a thing that you thought that was bad about the country, you're going to start to be appreciative for it because you don't realize that this is at your doorstep. It is right there. The biggest migrant caravan since that they've seen in years are walking over here, and they're about to take over your cities.
Towards the U.S.-Mexico border. They're calling their journey an exodus from poverty. Now, the large caravan of people estimated to be...
Think about that. Look. They're calling their journey an exodus from poverty. They're coming to take your resources. They don't speak your language. They have no documentation. They pack their bags and they coming over to your city, and they're calling the migrants, the pilgrimage from wherever it is that they are over to where that they're going. They're calling it an exodus. You can't make this up. An exodus of poverty. You are going to take care of them. You are going to make sure that they straight. They walking right into your city. They're calling it an exodus. They're walking. I don't even know what that says. It's a cross. And they're walking with it. And you're looking right at them. And they're not even hiding anymore. They're not sneaking. They're walking right in and they're calling it an exodus of poverty. New York, Chicago, Denver, Atlanta, LA, San Francisco, Phoenix.
Between 6,000 and 7,000, many of them families with young children. Most of the migrants are from Central America, Venezuela, and Cuba. Many of the migrants say they're fleeing gang violence, economic distress, and poverty in their homeland. Now, the mass movement towards the U.S.-Mexico border comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to arrive in Mexico City this week to discuss with Mexico's president what can be done to help curb the massive numbers of people approaching and crossing the border into the U.S. from Mexico. Sources telling News Nation, for the month of December so far, more than 200,000 migrants have crossed the border into the U.S. from Mexico. Meanwhile, U.S. Customs and Border Protection says as many as 10,000 migrants a day were arrested at the U.S. Southwest border. Also, the federal agency suspending cross-border rail traffic in the Texas cities of Eagle Pass and El Paso because many migrants were illegally and dangerously riding on top of freight trains. Overall, the number of people, migrants apprehended at the U.S. southern border has exceeded 2 million both in 2022 and in 2023.
I know that y'all want to sit here and ride the blue wave, but look. We all got our differences and the things that we stand for, or the things that's most meaningful to us on an individual level. Some people think that it's taxes. Some people think that it's racism. Other people think that it's, you know, whether or not you're a good person or they don't like Trump or they don't like Biden. Listen, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. And the one thing that I've known and I've studied and I've paid attention to throughout my history and throughout my life is that when we got done bickering and fighting back in the days, back in the earlier days, way before I was even able to vote, we all still, at the end of the day, decided that we was all Americans and we had to stick together. When are we going to start to really stop dividing ourselves against party lines or ideologies or religious affairs, or stop being distracted by them putting another martyr on your screen saying Black Lives Matters or something. And when are we going to stop being distracted and start to deal with the real issues? We can look, we can fight later. At the end of the day, you're going to be my enemy and I'm going to be yours when it comes to certain issues that we just don't agree on. You can be an atheist and I can be a Christian. You can be a Muslim and then they could be Buddhist. But it ain't going to be no practicing of nothing if we don't start to get the fundamental issues that we all agree on. Look, you can't divide yourself against party lines. Even if you don't like somebody in particular, you can agree. Well, listen, this issue is more important. And until we solve for this issue, we can't have no conversation over there. When are you going to wake the hell up and say, you know what? All right, look, I'm not really a Republican because I don't necessarily care about conservative values or what they got going on. Maybe they don't like the fact that, you know, they disagree with the fact that gay people can get married or something. But we already passed that and we can still get married. So maybe we need to close off our borders. Maybe we need to be a little bit more focused on the fundamental thing that's destroying the country and our freedoms in the first place. No? No, we gonna still go with the thing that y'all think makes sense? Okay.
Now, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, as well as White House Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall, will also be traveling with the Secretary of State to Mexico City tomorrow for that high-stakes meeting. Meanwhile, it's likely nothing really will happen immediately after they have that discussion, which is why many Republicans on Capitol Hill say that this is nothing more than a photo op for the Biden administration because they're receiving such severe criticism for not doing more at the border. Nick?
Andrea, as the numbers coming across the border continue to increase, cities continue to struggle with what to do with these extra people. Dre Clark, live for us this morning. Dre, thank you.
Thank you for watching.
So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I brought y'all up to speed of what's happening so that you can't say that you didn't know. I don't want you to sit here and act like you're not aware of what's going on. I don't want you to sit here and act like you're confused. I've been telling you and I've been warning you. And it's not just on a national level. You know, what you vote for locally, as you guys have found out all throughout the pandemic and then after the pandemic, how you vote locally is just as impactful of what it is that you decide to do nationally. And so you have to get involved with the process and you have to start speaking up and you have to start participating. When you see people that say something in your family and they out of pocket because they still standing on code, hey, hell, you might need to say something and educate them and have that uncomfortable conversation before New Year's Eve. Real talk, because it's bad. It's bad. I'm concerned. I can move anywhere that I want to move. I can travel anywhere that I want to travel. I'm concerned about the very fabric of this country eroding to the point to where it's just almost unbearable. And it just completely collapses based off of all of the different things that we continue to see happening in our society.